It's been more than 2 months since the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, but still, letters, cards, and gifts continue to arrive there, expressions of sympathy from around the world. Diane Orson of member station WNPR reports on Newtown's struggle to store and preserve those symbols of support.
The outpouring of grief started arriving just days after the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Poetry and stories, banners and posters. Soon the halls of Newtown's Municipal Center and buildings all over town were packed with messages from children and parents, from a soldier in Afghanistan and an inmate at a California prison.
I was put in charge of all the logistics for this warehouse. I've got about 20,000 square feet full of donations here.
Chris Kelsey is the town's tax assessor, but these days he spends a lot of time at this nondescript warehouse in Newtown. Boxes are piled high and shrink-wrapped, 500 labeled toys, 2,000 labeled school supplies.
We're up to over 63,000 teddy bears right now. We've seen bicycles, sleds. It runs the gamut of anything you can send.
So what do we have here?
These are our family boxes. Anything that's sent to the families, whether it be mail, it's all moved down here. We make sure that all the families get those.
Dear families, I am sorry for your loss. My grandpa died 3 weeks ago. I'm in foster care.
A few miles away in his studio barn in Newtown, illustrator Ross McDonald reads from one of the letters.
When my grandpa died, I was heartbroken, so I might know what you're going through. I go to First Baptist Church. I'm 11.
McDonald is photographing the letters and artwork, documenting reaction to an event that hit the world hard. He wants the cards, letters, and art to be archived and preserved.
This is a drawing from, I believe, a very young child on a piece of pink construction paper. There's a small red heart with arms and legs and two little eyes, and there's a word balloon that says, "I'm sorry." It's both profoundly moving and just a beautiful piece of folk art.
Virtually all the mail is first delivered to the Newtown Municipal Center. Public Works Director Fred Hurley says seeing daily reminders of the tragedy has taken a toll on town workers.
Many of the government staff has been intricately involved in this for the last 2 months every day, but we still have a town to run. So that's one of the big challenges we have, is to take care of the day-to-day business and also to move the needs of the town emotionally along with what has happened.
Victims' families and town residents were invited to take anything they wanted to keep. Now McDonald and a local preservation group are talking with Newtown officials and professional archivists about ways to save the written messages and art. Kathleen Crogwell-Varda is director of Conservation Connection, based at the Connecticut State Library. She says Newtown is the latest in a series of American tragedies that have provoked an outpouring of response.
Virginia Tech has created an online exhibition and archive. And we have all the development of the 9/11 Museum and Memorial. And there's also the Vietnam War Memorial, where people are leaving things still more than 25 years later.
Town officials have been planning to photograph the materials, then incinerate them, incorporating the ash into a future public memorial. But no decision has been made. Connecticut State Librarian Ken Wiggin says that's not surprising.
I think a lot of these things are still very raw. I mean, 2 months out, and so I think people are still sensitive about wanting to do the right thing, but they're overwhelmed. I mean, this is a huge volume of material.
The state has offered to house many of the items in a climate-controlled space. The town's agreed not to destroy anything right away, and Newtown resident Ross McDonald says he'll continue to advocate for preserving the response to a tragedy he hopes will never happen again. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.